Sai.
Spend the day with Sai.
From 6 a.m. to 9:30 p.m. on Radio Sai Thursday Live.
Radio Sai Thursday Live.
Placing my humble pranams at the lotus feet of Bhagwan Baba, the voice and the listener of Radio Sai Global Harmony. Dear listeners, you are tuned to Asia Stream of Radio Sai, and this is Thursday Live coming to you straight from Prashanthi Nilayam, the abode of highest peace, the spiritual capital of the entire universe. Loving Sai Ram and greetings to all of you. And at the very outset, let me wish all our Sikh brothers and sisters happy Guru Nanak Jayanti. Well, dear listeners, today is 6th of November and the time right now in our studio is 11:45 a.m. And it's a cool and pleasant day here at Prashanthi Nilayam Ashram. Well, this is the month of November and the festive month, and November is a festive month in Prashanthi Nilayam calendar. And today is 6th and day after tomorrow, that is 8th of this month, which happens to be Saturday, is the Akhanda Bhajan, the 24-hour long bhajan session. And it starts on Saturday 6 p.m. and will end on Sunday 6 p.m. Then on 18th is the Chariot Festival, that is the Ratotsavam. The 19th of this month is Ladies Day. And 22nd of the month is Convocation Day of the Sri Sathya Sai Institute of Higher Learning. And 23rd of this month, that is the month of November, is the 89th birthday of our beloved Bhagavan. Bhagavan Sri Sathya Sai Baba. So, this month, November, is full of festivities in Prashanthi Nilayam Ashram. This is a segment, Service Love in Action, and I'm Raghu from Team Radio Sai hosting this segment. Now, dear listeners, diamond is made of carbon. Coal is also made of carbon. But diamond is very, very precious, whereas coal is not so precious. Why? Well, it is because when light falls on diamond and coal, diamond reflects all the light, whereas coal absorbs all the light. So in the same way in our life, whatever we get, we should give it back to society. And this is nothing but service to society. This is in the form of service to society. And Swami, in almost all of his discourses, has emphasized lot of importance to service to society. In fact, Swami has said, Manava Seva is Madhava Seva, that is service to man, is service to God. Grama Seva is Rama Seva, that is service in villages, is service to the Lord Rama. So with this spirit, we have started this segment, Service Love in Action, in which we talk to Swami's devotees who are involved in service activities, and we listen to the service activities in which they are involved, and also get inspired by listening to the experiences of being involved in service activities. So last week, that is last Thursday, I had played for you a conversation that I had recorded last month with Mr. Prabhakar Biraya, the secretary of Sri Sathya Sai Samagra Shikshana Samstha in Newtown, Bhadravati, Shimoga district of South Indian state of Karnataka. Now, Mr. Prabhakar spoke to us about the Sai School in Bhadravati, the Sathya Sai School, which is very unique and which is one of its kind, because the school has got students from class 1, class 1st to grade 10th, and all the students are involved in community service activities on a daily basis. Well, this is something really unheard of. They are involved in service activities and spiritual activities every day throughout the year. And in last Thursday, in the conversation, sir had told us about some of the service activities in which the boys and girls are involved. And if you have missed the conversation, please download it from our website, radiosai.org, and you can listen to it. But that was only the first part of the conversation. Now today, I'll be playing for you the continuation of the conversation. So let's listen to the conversation. And today, sir will be telling us about more service activities in which the boys and girls are involved, and also a few of the spiritual activities. Because today's recording is also not the complete conversation, and it will go on for next week also. So let's listen to the conversation.
On every Sunday, students will be taken to Gram Seva. This is another beautiful activity what has been taken. On every Sunday at 9 o'clock, the students come to the school with their uniform, and they will take all the materials, all broomsticks and whatever they need to do the activities, they will be taking, and they will go and do Shramadana for minimum 3 to 4 hours in the village. In the village temple, they will clean everything. Then after doing everything, they would have taken, we have requested, food should be brought from their house only. Mm-hmm. And all the students will sit together, they will start sharing the food.
Okay.
They will start sharing the food. See that love of sharing, you take this, you, see, that is how, you know, they will start taking that Swami's prasadam by sharing each one of them.
Yes.
And after that, we have ensured that they should play for a while. See, Shramadan for the body, relaxation for the mind.
Mm.
Generally, students, they feel like playing. So we have ensured them to play for a few hours, at least for 1 to 1.5 hours, 60 to 90 minutes. They play village games.
Mm-hmm.
They don't play cricket in the villages.
Okay.
So they are adopting that old ancient games, which is called in Kannada Kunta Pille, or else this skipping, or this Alli Kulli. There are so many village games are there. They are going to be a part of all those things. It's such a wonderful thing to be seen. And they are so involved in all this activity. So they will be waiting when this Gram Seva will come. So one is Shramadan. By doing Shramadan, they will understand the importance and the significance of a farmer, how he works in field for the whole day and for the entire year.
Okay.
That is how he has been working. They will understand and he will start giving respect to the person who is growing food for him.
Yes, yes.
So this has been in action. Students see physically, my God, just 1 hour at it, I am sweating so much. I have lost all my energy. How this man can do?
Farmers. Yeah.
Farmers. So he will start having that compassion and that respect will start for thee. And in turn, he will not waste food while eating. He will remember.
Wow.
See, this has been put it into action. So this is one activity. On every Sundays, students have been taken to the villages.
No, again, sir, you are saying every Sunday.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering how Sunday, it's a holiday, so all the students will come to school, or how it is? Is it in a turn basis?
Yeah, absolutely. It is a turn basis.
So all students won't be coming on all Sundays, right?
No, no, okay. Not all students. See, it is 50 students in a classroom we are taking on every Sunday. That's what I earlier I told you. See, it is a routine activity for the management as well as to the headmasters and principal. Along with that, we have 3-4 faculty members to monitor exclusively community service and spiritual activities. We are not troubling the academic excellence teachers, and we are not pressurizing the or overburdening by giving more work to the teaching faculty members.
So each student may get a couple of Sundays in a year.
Absolutely. Couple of Sundays in a year.
Okay.
Surely he will be getting 2 Sundays in a year.
Nice.
Definitely. Definitely.
Wonderful.
And even they go for door-to-door health and hygiene. And Swami, in his avatar's last stage, Swami expressed that he is concerned, and he gave a wonderful message that all the devotees should be actively involved in Sri Satya Sai Village Integrated Program. Even in this point also, our students are taking part. And the devotees in the mandir, they have adopted one village. In the same village, even these 10th standard students, they go and they do service activities. They go to door-to-door health and hygiene. They counsel.
Okay.
They talk with the children. They talk with the parents. See, it is a sort of mutuality. The affection is developing. So that is another thing. What Sai culture has been developed even in the villages also.
Yes.
So that is another one activity at the Gram Seva, it has been taking place.
Okay, that's wonderful.
To come up with some more activities regarding the medical camps, I would like to say, generally on every Tuesdays, we conduct medical camps in Mandir, between 2 to 4 in the afternoon. And once in a year, a MIG dental camp and a health checkup camp for all the students and the parents is being undertaken.
Okay.
Every year. And students actually take part in all these service activities in organizing dental camps and eye camps and medical camp. They are part and parcel of all these activities. Even here, initially they will get checked up themselves, and we ensure about a minimum of 4,000 to 5,000 students come from government schools.
Mm-hmm.
They will be treated for the dental camp, particularly for the dental camp. They will be treated, not a checkup camp. One is checkup, then treatment. Then if the boy needs the higher treatment, he will be taken to the hospital.
Okay.
Everything will be done at free of cost. And fortunately, we have a dental college in our place. And the dental college, as per the orders of the government, they have to conduct these activities. So we are encashing the benefit. And even the students of the college and the paramedical staff and the doctors, they have to show they will need the cases for the future doctors to learn all these things. So we are getting benefit, and the
society, they'll get the experience.
Experience. Yes, we are getting the experience, and we are getting the benefit of doing the service activity, and the students are the beneficiaries.
Yes, yes.
So it has been very beautifully, it will be organized. And in a day, about a minimum of 1,000 to 1,300 students will be covered with treatment. And about 40 to 50 doctors, and about 50 to 60 house surgeon doctors, dental doctors, they are going to take part. And they will start doing activities in a rapid speed. And it is such a beautiful sight to see. So many doctors and so many patients sitting around. And so many moments. And even doctors from the college, who they come here, they feel so happy that what Satya Sai culture is, means that is ultimate. They feel that no other organization can do seva to this level. You people do so beautifully. We are so happy to do activities.
Such a disciplined order.
So they feel very happy. See, by seeing these students, our high school students, by seeing such mega activities, they will learn in their life. Arey Baba, when I am in the school, I was a part of such big event.
Yes.
I can handle. See, that confidence will be developed.
Yes, yes.
As Swami says, just our duty is to sow the seed in the mind of the child. We are not expecting the results.
That too in an early age.
Early age.
Yes.
Absolutely, it is in the early age. Our duty is to just sow that seed, and the things will follow.
Correct.
So that is what we are all trying to from the management side. And
Swami has said, start early, drive slowly, reach safely.
Absolutely. That is in action.
Correct.
Start early, drive slowly, and reach safely. Absolutely. It is put into action. It is really put into action.
Nice.
Yes. And one more activity regarding the health care. Twice in a year, this pulse polio activity has been taking place. One day, I personally felt, why shouldn't we involve our students? So on a trial basis, I just asked a few students, will you be a part of the service activity? It comes on Sundays. What is your opinion? I just asked them. Yes, sir, we will do it. Then I took a group of about 20 boys and girls, about 20 each, 20 boys and 20 girls, to the nearest bus stand to have a first-hand experience. Then I told them, now you go and you just see in the buses, if there are any small children under the age of 5, you ask the parents so that they will come and have this pulse polio drops to be taken. See, I just said, and the service activity started. And to my greatest shock, it really clicked out. Okay. The reason was, parents had forgotten.
Mm-hmm.
The moment when these students went inside the bus, and they, when they requested, auntie, see, today is the pulse polio day, your child has to be put polio drops. Will you kindly come down and put it?
Mm.
While doing that, another two students will be interacting with the bus driver and the conductor. They will be requesting the driver and the conductor, uncle, please wait for a couple of minutes.
Yeah, yeah.
A child is there. See, he should be protected with the polio. He is a citizen of our country. And he is going to be an asset of the country.
Yes.
So these are the words. When they talk, anybody will cooperate.
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know, this, the general public, while seeing, they were shocked. What's happening here? See, this is love in action.
Yes, yes.
This is what Swami wanted. Swami said, I know I what I'm doing is action is purely love. But I want you people to be in love in action.
Mm-hmm.
See, this is what is happening. This is how, without knowing, this love generates from within. This is what Swami said, educare. This is the educare concept is being brought in the children without their knowledge. That is within, it is coming out from there through love.
Nice.
By doing the service activities, it is coming. By seeing all these things, even we feel that we are so happy. Swami gave us this wonderful opportunity to be a part in this mission.
Mm.
And promoting the students and the society by and large. We have another beautiful program in our school. See, generally we see a lot of processions taking place in the society, which we don't know for what reason these people will be having. Even our school students do processions, but the main core in the procession is, one is to promote or to contribute our eyes after we merge in Swami's feet, that eye has to be donated.
Uh-huh.
So promotion and or promoting an eye after the death of a person, this activity we started in our school. So what I requested with the students, all of us, we all requested with the students is, see, before asking a person, you contribute, we should do it first, then we should ask.
Yes, yes.
So this is the way we started. So in the discussion, in the process, I just requested all the students, see, come on, now you are all so small. I don't expect you to give right today itself. I request only your parents to give it. Will you convince your parents? On a particular day, we requested, let all your parents come. And that day, there were more than 400 parents. Voluntarily they came and they contributed their eye after that certificates.
Mm.
After the death, they wanted to contribute it.
Yes.
So this is the motivation.
Mm.
After doing this activity, all our students, they went for a procession in the city on all important roads, kindly contribute.
Mm.
Kindly contribute your...
Donate your eyes.
Yes, donate your eyes.
Mm.
Donate your eyes. Don't go into the mud. A blind person will have a eyesight. So this is the message what the students give to the society.
Nice.
And another most important procession is fight against corruption. See, we all talk of corruption, 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 but we are a part of the corruption. We are not curtailing the corruption. When it comes to the personal matter, we say you give something and get the work done.
Mm.
See, this is how we do.
Mm.
We are not doing it. Instead, we should strictly adhere, as Swami has said, Atyachar, Anachar and Bhastachar, think of my name. I will support you.
Mm.
I will see that nothing, these bad deeds will happen. You take this awareness in your mind, then you go ahead. I will see that you will get through this. So on this concept, even an awareness program against corruption, students are taking part in the processional activities also.
Mm-hmm.
Coming to one more most important and beautiful service activity is contribution of blood.
Okay.
Of course, of late, Satya Sai Seva Organization, as per the All India President, he has told that blood donation camps should not be organized at samitis. Yes, as instructions from the All India President, definitely we are not doing it now. But we have just moduled the activity. What we are doing is, we are doing the activity in a different place, involving the parents. So, see, ultimately, we have to generate blood, because blood cannot be manufactured. So, we cannot disobey the orders of our organization head. So, keeping that view, we have organized, involving the government people, we have approached this blood bank people, and they will come and organize all the things. We are not doing it in our mandir.
Okay, okay.
We are keeping it in a neutral place, and we have requested our parents to contribute the blood on Swami's birthday. So, parents, you know, they are motivated and they started contributing it for the well-being of the patients who are in need of it. And once I just educated the students, see, anything can be manufactured in this world, but blood cannot be manufactured. It has to be shared. This is what Swami has said. This is liquid love. So let us share this liquid love for the needy people who are in need of it, so that they can be cured, they can be protected from their death.
Yes, yes.
So this is how even parents and devotees and teachers, they are giving, not only on this day, even in hospitals also when they come, they will be a part of in contribution this blood donation camps.
Nice.
One more most important point I would like to share is, our students, after passing out 10th standard, they are part of service activity in super specialty hospital at Bangalore.
Okay.
Whitefield Hospital.
As sevadals, they go.
As sevadals. As sevadals. Once we all requested our students, our alumni students, see, 7 days in a year or once in 2 years, you be a part of this service activity. See, Swami has constructed such a beautiful hospital, just not because of the patients, it is because of the devotees and the, for them to be as, to do the seva. So let us involve in this service. So initially there were less students. Nowadays we are seeing about 30 to 50 students, they are taking part in this service activity. And it is really given a lot of motivation. Once I just had an interaction with a boy. What you have been doing the service activity in the hospital service, and what is your opinion, or what do you feel? I just had a small chat with him.
Okay.
And that day he expressed, "Sir, it is such a wonderful question you asked me. I left the school 3 years back, and all the 3 years in the month of April I have been a part of this hospital service, Vrindavan hospital service. And one day, I've just felt, see, Swami said that he will give some good benefits to me. See, I've been doing this activity since some 3 years, but somehow, you know, I have not got anything. I just felt, you know, Swami has also said that you should not expect anything. Then immediately I corrected myself. And he is a Muslim. He is a Muslim. His name is Khan. So, he just expressed, he then went on telling to me, "Sir, to my greatest shock, in the history of our college, nobody had got 100 out of 100 marks in mathematics, but I got 100 out of 100 in mathematics. I was a diploma student."
Okay.
So, he expressed, "See, I was just thinking that Swami didn't give me anything. The moment I thought, He gave it to me."
Okay.
This is the blissness what Swami has been doing.
Yes, yes.
So, this is one experience. A boy, he came and he expressed. And they feel so happy. They were part of this organization. And that is what we have to generate, the younger generation, in building Swami's force. That is nothing but the human force in Swami's mission. And so that Swami uses all these boys, this younger generation, in His divine mission.
Yes.
That is for what Swami has come. And He had told that my avatar's mission is for the transformation of the mind. See, this is what has to be done. And for that he expressed that I am going to use my voice. That is exactly what he is doing. He has not just confined himself to Prashanthi Nilayam or Vrindavan College students. He has established schools across the country. Yeah. And across the country, there are more than 100 Sati Sai schools. And we have more than 50,000 students are there across the country, in which he is using lot many students as his worthy instruments. So we feel very happy by these younger boys when they will be doing the service activities. Mm. So till now I have shared a few service, community service activities. Now I would like to bring the other face of the coin, that is spiritual activities.
Mm.
As Swami has said that you should have both spirituality and service has to be hand in hand. That is, many a times Swami has said, without spiritual base, there is no meaning in doing the service activities.
Seva and sadhana should go together.
Absolutely. To name a few of the spiritual activities which has been taking regularly in the school, that is, on the first week of the academic year, we start with Swami's Padaka Puja by chanting Rudra Abhisheka, by chanting Rudram. And all the 2,000 students, they will be pouring Gangajal on Swami's Padaka. And they touch Swami's Padaka and they go to the classes. Swami has blessed, physically he had blessed it. The blessed Padaka, we have kept it in the Mandir. And we want to start our academic year by the students offering their salutations at the Swami's Padaka.
Mm.
See, even Bharata, he took Rama's Padaka in Ramayana also, and yes, he kept that on the throne, and that is exactly what we want to do it. So we want to start that, because Swami is all for us. Without Swami it is nothing, we are all zeros. So we have to start our salutations by offering this Padaka Puja and Abhishekam. And on Guru Purnima day, we make all the teachers, we have a faculty of 75 teachers in our school. All the 75 teachers, irrespective of their religion, they will be seated on the chair, and the students of 9th standard, they will start offering Path Puja to the teachers.
Oh, nice. That is washing their feet and worshipping their feet.
Worshipping the feet.
Yeah.
By offering rituals. A Ritvik will come, he will be chanting some hymns. Then the activity will start. They will do as per the instructions of the Ritvik. See, by doing this activity, the teachers will realize, see, the boy has no relations to me, and he is doing. Whether he is a Muslim or a Christian or a Hindu, he has been doing, he is touching his feet and he is doing Path Puja. And the student feels, see, I should show my gratitude to the teacher.
Yes.
See, this is the compassion is being developed.
Mm.
This is that mutuality is being developed by this Guru Vandana activity, by doing Padaka Puja. This is one of the very rare of the rare activities what we have been undertaking.
But how it is organized, sir? Like about 2,000 students are there and about 70 teachers are there. So, how it is going?
See, in the Mandir, we have a prayer hall. In the prayer hall, all these 75 teachers will be accommodated. At one stretch, for all the 75 teachers, our 9th or 10th standard students, they will be offering the prayer to the teachers. They will be doing the offerings.
Worshipping the feet.
Yeah, yeah. After completion of all those puja activities in the prayer hall, individually the teachers will go to their respective classrooms. In the classrooms, these 50 students in the classroom, they will do it in their classrooms. So it becomes segregated. So that is how it has been done.
Nice.
Of course, maybe the smaller classes we don't entertain. The first standard, second standard students and all, we don't entertain. About 4-5 standards, they will be seeing and they feel that they want to do. The curiosity makes them. See, it is not the question of doing an activity. It is a question of involving the students. How he does is the more important than what rings or what rituals is being followed. That is the bhava what we have to see.
Yes.
So that has been put into action.
Nice.
And coming to the same Pada Puja once again, as we know this Matrudevo Bhava and Pitrudevo Bhava, all the 10th standard students, before appearing their board examinations, we request all the parents, both father and mother, to come to the prayer hall, and they have been requested to be a part. Their own children should do the Pada Puja to them.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
See, they get the blessings from their parents.
Yes.
As Swami has said many a times that Pratyaksha Deva is your parents. Where do you search? You adore them. You respect them. So you take their blessings, then you will come up in life. This is Swami's message. And this has been put into action. And parents, they will be in tears actually. Mm-hmm. When the students have been offering their own children in the prayer hall, they feel so happy.
Yes.
And they wholeheartedly their best. You come out successfully, not in exams, in life also. See, this is the beauty of this activity. They wholeheartedly bless in Valle the Ugly. You be good. You always be good. Let you always get good things to happen to you. Wholeheartedly they will bless. That becomes for the lifetime. So this culture has to be developed. Nowadays we find very few people offering salutations to their parents.
Yes,
so this is one activity what has been.
So this is for 10th standard students.
Yes, yes.
Just before appearing their final exams,
final
board exams.
Yes,
okay.
Yes.
Nice.
We in the school celebrate lot of Hindu festivals, Christian festivals, Muslim festivals.
Okay.
These are the three main religions what has been followed in the country and in our area. So, in this context, on Krishna Janmashtami day, all our small students, they will come with a dressed like a Krishna's. Even Muslims and Christian students, they come with dressed with Krishna.
Okay, they also join.
They also join. They also join. Sarva Dharma. So, there is no Bheda Bhav here. And for our matured and high school students, as we had seen it in many times and we have heard in Krishna's story also, and in younger days, he used to break that pot. So to break that pot, the height would have been quite, maybe about 70 to 80 feet height. So to reach that height, of course, here in our school, we don't go to that height. We are keeping it for about 25 to 30 feet height. So to go to that height, the boys have to make a circle. They have to make the circle. Circle on top of them, then another circle on top of them, then another circle on top of them. And finally one boy, he will be breaking.
Like a pyramid, human
like
pyramid.
Like a pyramid, yeah. Yes. Absolutely, like a pyramid. It will be in the round shape. See here, the beauty of this activity is, the students who are in the ground, they will have to be having a lot of strength. If they are not, if they don't have energy, if they don't have strength, they cannot take the load of another top people.
The base should
be
strong.
The base should be strong.
The foundation.
Foundation. So this is one education. The base, the foundation should be very strong. Secondly, after the foundation strong, they have to have that bindedness, that unity. They should not loosen. They should be binded properly. That gives them the unity. In that unity, they will be concentrating that one boy. See, they will be focusing on that one boy. He has to go on top and he has to break. That concentration is developed. It has been developed. That unity comes into that. And that one boy, that oneness, there are so many boys are there and they are focusing on only one boy. What does it show? There are so many God's name is there, but ultimately it is only one God.
Yes, yes.
To my interest, I may talk of Rama. To his interest, he may talk of Krishna. But ultimately, Eknam. There is only one divinity. See, this message is being brought out by doing this activity. And so, you know, they feel so happy. They feel so elated. There is only one divine. See, it is Rama or Allah or Yesu or whoever it is. We should all unitedly, we should be together. So this is what the culture, what they are going to inherit on the day of Krishna Janmashtami. Coming further, our students, they offer, these Muslim students on Ramzan day, they offer namaz in the prayer hall.
Okay.
with pakka namaz they do it.
Ritualistically
they will be doing it. The remaining students, they will be watching. All the, say, 800,000 students, they will be watching the way how they perform. And they start interacting. What you prayed? Why you turn like this? Mm-hmm. Why you bend it? And what is that? What is the significance? They are started. See, this mutual conversation will start.
Mm-hmm.
In that, they will get to know, oh, this is same in Bhagavad Gita, the same in Quran.
Okay.
What difference?
Mm-hmm.
See, this is the culture. This is human culture which has been linked. And they offer prayer. And even the parents, they feel so happy. Even Satya Sai School, they are doing Ramzan. They are celebrating Ramzan. They are offering namaz. And to put one word here, namaz, the meaning of namaz is na-mas. That means nanu, that is I, ahankar, mas, remove it.
Okay, okay.
That is the meaning of namaz.
Mm.
I remove. That is na-mas. That is namaz. That is what Muslims people say, I am going for namaz. That means I am going to pray that I am going to remove that. Remove I. See, that is what even Christ, that Christ celebrates the cross.
Mm.
I has been cut.
Cut the
I. Yes. I is the cut. Any dharma, any religion, it is given the same message. Cut your I, then you will find divinity within yourself. So this is the message what students will get. That oneness, that love and compassion will be developed.
Even in the word puttaparthi, sir.
Yeah.
If you see the spelling, it can be divided. It has put apart,
I. Absolutely. Put apart I.
Yes.
Without keeping your I away, then why do you come to me? That is what Swami had asked.
Mm.
Put apart I.
Yes.
You remove your ahankar, then only you come to me. It has got significance.
Mm.
So that is really true. And Swami used to play with this word so beautifully.
Yes, yes.
After this, we organized Raksha Bandhan.
Mm.
For many, many, many years, this Raksha Bandhan activity is taking place in the school. See, we have been hearing such some untoward incidences in Bangalore or in Delhi, these instances of this abusing the women. See, the government is thinking how they have to be punished. Our Indian culture says how he has to be educated. The education is there in the culture itself, that Raksha Bandhan. The girl ties that Raksha Bandhan to his brother so that you protect me.
Mm.
See, the culture itself is showing that women should be protected.
Yes.
But today, this basic culture, it is being neglected. The reason is the younger generation is looking towards the Western culture.
Mm.
It is not being practiced in the houses. And now we are talking of shiksha. We are talking of the punishment. What is the use? By punishing a man, you can't change the person. By educating, by giving the knowledge, then only we can change the person's perceptions.
Mm.
So we organize on all Raksha Bandhan Day, all the school children, the girl students, they will be tying the knots to the boys,
Rakhi.
To the Rakhi mm-hmm. brothers. So it will be such a wonderful sight to see. Each boy will be having more than 50-60 Rakhis and he will be just showing like this. And he will be showing his hand and he will be seeing with so many colorful threads in his hand. This is the culture, by spiritual culture, it has been inherited in the school. And coming to some more activities in the spiritual base. See, we organized this Upanayanam, as Swami has done more than 5-6 times or more than many a times.
That is a sacred thread ceremony.
Sacred thread ceremony.
Yes.
Even this,
in Hindu culture.
In Hindu culture it is there. As Swami has been doing, without any barriers to any religion, we have done it. He might be a Shudra or Vaishya or Kshatriya or Brahman, anybody for that matter, whether he belongs to Yajur or Rigvedic. Either of these two, we provide the Ritviks as per their desires, and this Upanayanam is being done. See, this is a noble cause what Swami used to do for the Loka Kalyanartha. Because by chanting this Gayatri Mantra, the Loka Kalyana will take place. So on the same lines, about 50-60 students, once in 3 or 4 years, we take up this activity in the
Masupanayanam.
And for that, all the ingredients will be given to the beneficiaries who will be part of this activity. So this is one activity is being taken. And we know Christmas is so beautifully, it has been celebrated in Prashanthi Nilayam. Of course, may not be the way what Swami was doing. And even now the students have been doing. Here in Prashanthi Nilayam it is Bruhat. There it is Anu. It has to be followed. As Swami says, it is not the quantity, it is the quality in which you have to approach.
Yes,
in those lines, we are involving even Christian students. See, we are so lucky to have about more than 300 plus Muslim students and 150 plus Christian students in our school. This is something very big number. And apart from that, in India, we call it as this scheduled caste and scheduled tribe students. The government has given more importance to these people. Even we have about 350 to 400 students in our school.
Okay.
This much people, why they are in Satya Sai school is because they love, they have been taught, or else they have been given that compassion.
Yeah, there is no discrimination.
Yes. There is no discrimination. Yes, you are very right. There is no discrimination. So, even Christmas has been celebrated. They portray the lot of activities. They bring in some hat and all these.
Make the Christmas tree. Someone will be dressed like Santa Claus.
Yes.
Distributing chocolates.
Yeah, absolutely. They bring everything from their house and they will be distributing with their friends and everything. See, it gives sort of a lovely atmosphere. A blissful atmosphere has been developed that love cannot be measured. See, that is the beauty of this spiritual activities.
Tune into Sai.
Spend the day with Sai.
From 6 a.m. to 9:30 p.m. on Radio Sai Thursday Live.
Radio Sai.
Salam, dear listeners, and welcome once again to today's Thursday Live. Greetings from Prashanthi Nilayam, the abode of highest peace, the spiritual capital of the entire universe. I am Raghu from Team Radio Sai, and this is a segment, Service, Love in Action. Well, today in this segment, you heard a conversation with the Mr. Prabhakar Biraiya, the secretary of Sri Satya Sai Samagra Shikshana Samste in New Town, Bhatravati, Shimoga district of the South Indian state of Karnataka. Well, this conversation was part 2 of the conversation that I recorded last month. Part 1 was played last week. And in fact, this conversation is not yet over. There is one more part which I will be playing for you next week. I hope, dear listeners, you all enjoyed and are inspired by this conversation in this Mr. Prabhakar. Sir told us about the various service and the spiritual activities in which the students of the school are involved in. In fact, it's really amazing to know that the boys and girls of this school are involved in these activities on a daily basis. Activities like going to a couple of hospitals near the school and the students talk to the patients, and then activities like tree plantation, then water distribution. This water distribution activity is something really fantastic. It happens during the months of April and May, the summer, hot summer months. The students, in spite of having their vacation, they join in these activities where cool water is distributed to the passengers in local bus. And then further, sir told us about some more activities like the Nitya Narayan Seva, and then blood donation camp, then the processions in which the students are involved, making people aware of donating eyes, and also letting people know the importance of having polio drops to the small babies, and many more such activities. Then the spiritual activities like having the Rudrabhishekam, then conducting Mass Upanayanam, and then celebrating festivals like Raksha Bandhan, Christmas, Ganesh Chaturthi, Mohurram, Eid. So please do send us about your feedback, suggestions, comments. If you have any about this conversation, you can always write to listener@radiosai.org. So the time right now in our studio is almost 12:30, and in a while from now, brothers Prem and Arvind will join you for next segment of today's Thursday Life, that is Afternoon Satsang. So placing this segment at Bhagwan's Lotus Feet, I'll take your leave, and I'll be back again next week, and I'll play for you the third part of this conversation. Please don't miss it. It's really inspiring to know how the students are involved in service activities, community service activities, and also spiritual activities on a daily basis in this school. Jai Sai Ram.
हम सब मिलकर मंगल गाए हम सब मिलकर मंगल गाए साई भगवान सत्य साई भगवान साई भगवान सत्य साई भगवान सब सुख जीवन साई भगवान सब सुख जीवन साई भगवान सब दुख हरना साई भगवान सब दुख हरना साई भगवान सब मिलकर मंगल गाए साई भगवान सत्य साई भगवान साई भगवान सत्य साई भगवान सब सुख जीवन साई भगवान सब दुख हरना साई भगवान सत्य स्वरूप
भगवान सत्य साई भगवान हरे भगवान सत्य साई भगवान साई भगवान सत्य साई भगवान
सब मिलकर मंगल